This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Beri. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K.V. Raju, Professor Govardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, met the Prime Minister today. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. The Prime Minister said Mr. Lahiri's rich experience in economics and public policy will greatly strengthen India's reform journey and the journey towards becoming a Vikasit Bharat. Campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal assembly elections has reached a feverish pitch, with leaders from all major parties crisscrossing the state to woo the voters. With roadshows, rallies and fiery speeches, the battle for Bengal is intensifying as voters prepare to cast their votes on Wednesday. Addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Burdwan, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the Seventh Pay Commission would be implemented. He also assured free bus travel for women and reiterated his party's support for the Mathua community. Speaking at a public meeting in Hooghly, senior party leader Rajnath Singh pledged 3,000 rupee assistance for women and filling of vacant government posts. He criticised the Trinamool Congress slogan Ma Mati Manush, saying none of them are safe under the present government. Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters' list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about exclusions. They also accused the central government of withholding development funds. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. Meanwhile, after scrutiny of the first phase polling, the voter turnout has increased further. The final turnout in the state stands at 93.19%, which the Election Commission has said is the highest since independence. District-wise, Kuch Bihar recorded the highest turnout at 96.2%, while Kalimpong recorded the lowest at 83.04%. Around 47 Maoists, including some women from Chhattisgarh, surrendered before DGP Shivdhar Reddy in Hyderabad today. Speaking on the occasion, DGP Reddy said the surrendered Maoists handed over 32 weapons in their possession to the police. He announced that those who surrendered will be provided with a rehabilitation package of 1.2 crore rupees, along with central government incentives and free health cards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Indian shooters continued their dominance on the seventh day, winning one gold and one bronze medal in Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. Vanshika Chaudhary and Chirag Sharma won the gold medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Mohini Singh and Himanshu Rana secured the bronze. India is leading the medal tally with 5 gold, 5 silver, and 4 bronze medals. In IPL, Punjab Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. Punjab Kings achieved the target of 265 runs in 18.5 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.